It's a long-standing debate, what causes mental illness? At a recent seminar sponsored by Birmingham Area Mental Health Advocacy Groups, the message was mixed. The director of UAB's Mental Health Center, Jackie Feldman, stressed biology.
Anybody here, or any of your family members can get a mental illness. It can touch anybody at any time of their life.
While Reverend Carolyn Pitts, who ministers the homeless at Birmingham's Church of the Reconciler, focused on the environment.
Lifetime deprivation of love, lack of money or resources, anger that they have been passed over by the good things.
Christopher Hudson of Salem State University takes up this nature versus nurture debate in a paper in this month's issue of the American Journal of Orthopsychiatry.
I obtained a number of data sets from the state of Massachusetts on essentially most all, not only psychiatric, but also medical hospital discharges throughout the state. So I have a very comprehensive database that I've assembled of over 5 million episodes. I took data from the census, merged it with this data. What I was able to do was to essentially track individuals over a seven-year period to determine once they were psychiatrically hospitalized, were they drifting downward into poorer and poorer communities? And I found really remarkably little downward socioeconomic drift. I found a little bit in the case of people suffering from schizophrenia, very slight.
Were you surprised by those findings?
Yes, I was. I frankly expected to find a little bit more geographic drift.
So what does this say to you then? Does this say that the stress of being poorer from a lower socioeconomic group can actually cause mental illness?
I wouldn't go quite that far, but I would say that it substantially contributes to it. This does not eliminate the possibility that there are other causes. Simply that socioeconomic conditions play an important role. I looked at income, level of education. I looked at housing and affordability. I looked at family supports. And so essentially what I found is that low socioeconomic status has a direct effect on mental illness. It's a surprisingly strong correlation. I could find no very, very little evidence that mental illness led to low socioeconomic status.
I imagine that this could be riling some feathers in the mental health community, simply because there are some that really try to play up the idea that mental illness is completely biologically based.
Well, there are a few people that really insist on that. And people do like to say that mental illness is an equal opportunity disease, meaning that anyone, any socioeconomic status or living in any socioeconomic conditions can have a major mental breakdown. That is very correct. However, some people are more equal than others. You know, simply the rates or the risk is very, very different. Depending upon the particular study you look at, the rates of mental illness are anywhere from 2 to 9 times the level in the lowest socioeconomic groups than the highest. It's a very, very striking difference. And it does look good. You can look at it in terms of different types of mental illness, in terms of different indicators of socioeconomic status. You know, the story is essentially the same.
What lesson do you think this holds for people who make public policy?
Well, one is that indicators of poverty, of economic conditions, of socioeconomic status have to play a role in the distribution of resources. The location of mental health programs, the location of hospitals, the demand for services, the need for services is much greater in low socioeconomic communities. There are many states that attempt to allocate their mental health dollars on a per capita basis. You know, that's going to create to inaccessibility in poor communities, and I wouldn't go so far as to say too many services in mature communities, although that conceivably happened.
I would guess that Alabama, the state that I'm based in, is in that situation. I know that down in the Black Belt of Alabama, which is some of the poorest regions of the entire country, it's very difficult to get mental health services.
Yes, it's not just the fault of state policymakers. It's been very difficult to attract therapists and other professionals to those areas, whether you're talking about psychiatrists or social workers or psychologists. Those professionals, you know, generally are attracted to upscale urban areas.
Christopher Hudson's research is published in this month's issue of the American Journal of Orthopsychiatry, published by the American Psychological Association. You can find a link to his research in the news section of our website, wbhm.org. I'm Tanya Ott.